My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers.
In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, we note a typical scammer will go to poetry when cornered, but not Davin's scammer Belinda. So listen and enjoy.
You don't do that to people you love. You do not love me or respect me. Why can't you just tell me so I can go on with my life? I have entertained you for almost 9 months. Is it only finished when I am dead?
Oh.
I'd write back, how the hell am I supposed to run a business on honesty?
You're bad for business.
Look at this. I'm not getting any payoff. I've been putting all of this. I got overhead.
How am I supposed to run a business on honesty? This is all bullshit, Rafinha. I can't run a business on honesty.
Who does this guy think he is?
We're not trading that.
The thing you got in Goodfellas, you know, what do I know about the restaurant business? Paul Savino.
Yeah.
What do I know about the restaurant business?
Awesome. She goes, I didn't lie about that. I just didn't think it would hurt you that much. I truly love you. I didn't mean to hurt you so much. Then we will discuss it. Now, a typical scammer is coming back with poetry right about here. A typical scammer is giving me that crappy, lovey-dovey poetry.
Yeah.
She doesn't go to that move.
Doesn't do that.
That's not her thing.
No, but now she's back to, I really, truly love you.
But if...
Not just, you I'm said, vaguely interested.
Well, I had to go out. They had a meeting.
A typical scammer. This goes back to why I think it's a guy. Because it was a woman, and they look down at women and don't let women do important things there. Why would they have a woman get into such a crucial part of a scam right now?
Because you know what? Maybe they think their time's more valuable.
Well, at a crucial
point.
Part like this, where usually
but
the
wait a minute, but wait a minute, but if this is, but if this,
you know what I'm saying? That you know, we're at a crucial part where you could.
It's possible.
This is not time to throw a poet. We need to get the guy in. You know, get the most seasoned person in
and
handle this.
But yeah. She's gotten way further with me than whoever ever originally handled my account.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she's gotten a lot
more. Well, good for them. That's great at raise time. But right now,
you know,
at reviews, that's great. But right now, at this crucial moment, if they look so lowly on women and they have to feed her lines every bit, why is she not writing you poetry? And why is there a comeback with some great
counteractions? She knows I'm not going to. They know I'm not falling for poetry. I've called them out on poetry.
All right, then that's fine. Then why would you still have the person that is regaled to that?
I don't know, Joe. I mean, last time we did this, you were convinced it's a chick. Now you.
Because every paragraph, it takes a twist and turn. That's why I sit here staring like Pavlov's dog, because it's very interesting.
Well, just because I treat.
Well, that's true. But but it's just, we're taking you now. At this point of the game, and I'm going by what you're telling us, where, you know, you're saying, well, this is where they use, you know, typically they'll give you poetry. Fine. Typically right now, they're not giving you poetry. There's a crucial moment. They're going to have the top-notch people in there. Due to their culture, the top-notch people should be a man.
I go, there are many things. Yeah. I go, there are many things that have been a mystery with you. Every time I seek answers, I get more questions. I do not know what you want from me anymore. She goes, I truly love and respect you. I have been here all this while because it's true. I don't know. I didn't know I have hurt you that much. Then how are we going to discuss it? Not typical scammer talk.
No.
I go, well, I'm not flying to Ghana, and you're not coming here, so I'll have to be on video chat.
Yeah.
No Ishmael. Hopefully no loud, crappy music. Hopefully minimal technical issues. You and me, face to face, once and for all. I swear to you, if I catch you in a lie, it's over. I am done. If you're honest with me, then maybe we can repair this mess.
Okay.
She goes, okay, I get you. But what mess is that? Is it about the date of birth?
Oh.
Is there more to it? Ay-yi-yi.
Is there more to it? Hold on.
Is there more to it?
Can I stop this right now?
I think you just did.
Okay, good. All right. Now, you want to know nothing? No lies, no nothing. All right. Now, this thing, video chat, is going to be damn crucial. They're asking you, well, what's it all about? Because they want to write everything down and make damn well sure all their bases are covered. Because if you start saying stuff, this and that and the other thing, you better write it down and make sure we got all our ducks in a line before we get on it. Because if one false move, we're done.
Yeah.
Good point, John.
Yeah, we got to be well prepped.
I'm glad you stopped me there.
Yeah. Huh?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Joe Shockey didn't know how to react to a compliment. He was just
like,
kind of stunned.
What?
All right, Joe, you suck. We'll move on.
Business as usual. All right.
We're much more comfortable.
Didn't want to take you out of your comfort zone. My apologies.
Thank you, sir.
I go...
How dare you build me up.
All right. It's not what you're about.
I'm not used to that.
I go, Belinda, we have a lot to talk about. I don't care about your age. I don't care if you're 40. I don't care if you're 20. I never fell in love with your age. I go, I'm not African. The fact that you tell me you have a daughter and were married before has never been anything that I frowned upon. It was never an issue for me. It never made you any less desirable for me. It is how you have misled me throughout that makes me not want to be with you.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm a good guy.
Yeah.
She goes, I have not misled you in any way, but I guess maybe I've said something which you thought was not true. All right. See, she's got to back down. She's got to wake up and smell the bullshit.
I guess I did something, I guess.
I go, you have said something that I know is not true. You have said many things which logic says it's not true. If you're protecting somebody, I understand, but it will be the end of us.
Mm-hmm.
She goes, I'm not protecting anybody. I would not do that at the expense of our relationship. Who do you think I'm protecting? I have nobody to protect. I don't know, Belinda. None of this makes any sense. You and me have made no sense since day one. I stay because I have feelings for you. I will leave because in many ways to be with you is insanity. Really, it is up to you at this point. If you want this to work, you will make it work. If not, I hope this was all worth it.
Mm.
She goes, I don't know why you were like this. Maybe I deserve it for lying to you in the past. But to tell you the truth, I don't deserve it now. I thought we had passed that stage 2 months ago. I didn't know where all this is coming from, but I know it wasn't my intention to hurt you.
That was good.
I go, it's coming from the fact that every time I think you're being honest with me, there are little lies. So is this coming from my date of birth?
Oh, God!
It's like when I have to walk Joe through tech. I go, that's part of it. I go, with the lack of knowledge of your Facebook password when you clearly were logged in on Saturday, there are bigger things which I hope you would have told me by now. Do you tell little lies in everyday life or just the internet thing? Or is this just a Davin thing? She goes, all I tell you about my life every day is the truth. I go, we'll discuss this in a video chat. I do not wish to discuss this anymore. I feel like crap. If you wish to talk about anything else, that's fine. I just don't feel like arguing anymore today. But we need to get all this figured out very soon so we can either go on together or go on apart.
Sounds like the meeting we had about in April. It was like the trip out of Virginia. Anyway.
Life imitates art.
I guess so.
For more Davin's Den Scans the Scammers, search for Davin's Den on iHeartRadio.